Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Is my hair crazy?
No, it's fine.
Just
like one
Thank
you. Way
better. That was driving me nuts in the last episode. It looked so bad.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. This is Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria D. Wells. Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where two lovely ladies sit around and talk about songs that get us in our feelings.
Did you hear a song the other day, and somebody said something, and it just pissed you off? Do you want to talk about it? Hit our line. DM us.
Yeah, you know.
Simpin' After Dark.
Every week, we pick a song. We dissect it. We talk about how it pertains to relationships, how it pertains to our personal lives, if we've ever gone through something like that. And I think simpin' is a word that is largely related to this man.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the movement.
I don't think...
Simpin' movement.
Yeah, the simpin' movement, it can't even be spoken about without talking about this man.
Who is he?
It's The Weeknd.
It's the motherfucking Weeknd. Motherfucking Abel.
Abel from Toronto.
That's how I would talk to him. He pissed me off. Like, Abel.
Abel? Excuse me, Abel?
And I feel like he would piss me off all the time. I feel like he's like, fuck boy... King.
100%. 100%.
But all the people you gotta love him, right?
No, yeah.
And he serves up all the fucking
all the music, vibes. All the all best the music. And this week he's actually dropping After Hours. He just dropped the name of his album. It's called After Hours. And he dropped the song After Hours. And this song, ladies and gentlemen.
And it wasn't the first single.
No.
But it's the one I've liked the most out of all the ones he's dropped.
Yes. Like, he dropped Burning Lights. Thank God. And then Heartless.
Yes. I was like, whatever about those, but, you know, I feel like this
them.
Song, After Hours, just, like, kind of goes back to his roots, like, sounds closer to, like, his older stuff, a trilogy, some good
also,
old stuff.
Also, this podcast is brought to you from the Wild 7 headquarters in downtown L.A., so you're going to hear some life in the background.
Don't mind that.
Every now and then, you'll just hear a couple of horns. People like to agree with us. People like to disagree with us.
Consider it another host.
Another opinion. But yes, no, The Weeknd, it's inevitable. You cannot not bring him up. After Hours, it's amazing. It's almost like two different songs.
Yeah, it's cool. It's I love dope. Any song that's like kind of long and then just switches the vibe. Like
transformative.
Kind of like, yes.
Fluid.
Speaking of, one day we have to do Frank Ocean.
Oh yeah, that's...
King of...
That's another simp. That's another simping.
But back to The Weeknd.
Back to The Weeknd. Anyways, After Hours. Should we play a little clip of it?
Yes.
Let's play a clip of it so you can just get a little taste.
I know it's all my fault. Made you put down your guard. I know I made you fall. And said you were wrong for me. I lied to you.
What a douche. I'm just kidding. But.
Well, okay. Is it a bop?
It's a fucking bop.
It's a fucking bop.
It's a bop.
So it starts off pretty slow, but then it picks up to this, like, really.
I love those vibes when it
yeah.
gets, like, dark with it and just, like, it's like that.
Sinister, like.
Yes, I love it. It's like, you know, like, it's about to go down.
Yes. It's like,
it's about
you're
to
naked.
Break my heart.
Yes.
I don't even know you personally, but you're about to break my
about
heart.
About to break my heart. I'm okay with it.
Oh,
break it. That's how I feel about it too. Let's break down these lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay, so we all know who he's talking about in this song.
Who is it?
The beautiful Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
Obviously. He dated her. She's gorgeous.
I think they broke up for a minute. But I know he was with Selena Gomez for a minute. So there's some
layers
that kind of like he pokes fun, but says some shit where, you know, he's talking about his ex. His ex ex.
So what's the line?
Where is it? we'll get there. We'll get there. Let's go in order.
All right.
I'm too scatterbrained to not.
We're going to go. We let Ashley smoke a little bit of weed, so we're just going to go in order today.
It's in the last episode, so go look. There's proof.
So,
opening fucking line, like, thought I almost died in my dream again. Fighting for my life, I could breathe again. Like, we're getting that dark side of Abel again. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Abel.
I love that shit.
Can we get a couple claps for him? Thank you for bringing it back to the dark side. Look, I mean, we all like Starboy. But this is what I'm talking about, okay? This is the darkness. This is what we like.
Like, even, like, the album artwork, he's just, like, bleeding.
Mm.
It's, like, got in a car crash. That's kind of, like, a theme in, like, a lot of his songs.
Which is why it's thought I almost died in my dream again.
Yeah.
Fighting for my life. Like, that's why he opens it up, because it's kind of, like, bringing it back to that dark side of him. Almost dying, almost coming. That was, like, when he did Hills. In the video where he is in the
I love that song. That was
still a bop.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's keep going.
I'm falling in too deep. Without you I can't sleep. Cause my heart belongs to you.
I'll drink to that one.
Like, he's about to spill his guts. But he kinda starts off kinda just like contemplating his life. He's always just like into the drugs, like, too deep into the scene. Like, you could tell he probably can't handle having a relationship and then, like, being around other women and drugs. So
he talks about that a lot, I think, in a lot of his songs, about literally always partying, doing drugs, going out, and how that kind of affects his relationships and his relationships specifically with women.
So it's like you want to feel for him, but then, like, at the same time when he's, like, spilling right now, I'm just like, fuck you.
But you're also like, fuck you, daddy. I swear, like, The Weeknd is the only motherfucker who does that. He could be like, I'm never going to call you again. And I would be like, yes, hi, nice to meet you.
Fine.
Like, here's my phone number. Like, I feel like that's the only, I don't know what it is. It's just like his whole vibe.
I think it's like because he's managed to remain such a mysterious artist.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's so famous, he's still like not on social media like all the time, kind of like, so he still has that, and that's like
privacy,
but just like remaining mysterious, even though you know like about his life. I don't know, something about it, it's just, I don't know,
mysterious.
Girls love mysterious.
Lucrative,
we love that, fellas.
Seductive. Yes. Don't tell me where the fuck you're going all the time.
No, tell me,
but don't.
That's her. See, we don't know everything. Like, don't take everything we say with a grain of salt, please.
Yes. So, like, believe us, but also don't.
Yeah. Like, I know what I'm saying and I'm right, but also it's also just me, so.
Okay, so let's keep it going. Verse 2.
Woo! I had to blow up the lyrics because I'm blind. All right. Here's, I turned into the man I used to be.
Ooh. Do we like that? We don't like that.
But for the music, we like it. But we for do. Us, like,
no, like for relationship, no. Able.
No.
Music able, yes.
Yes.
Relationship able.
So, like, for me, when I hear, like, somebody's lyrics, I, like, apply it to my experience. So, like, I'll get mad at you for, like, some lyrics that piss me off. So I'm like, fuck you. Don't hurt me.
Like, you did this and this. Okay. Put myself to sleep just so I can get closer to you inside my dreams. Didn't want to wake up. Less you were beside me. Ooh, this is some fuckboy shit, and I love it.
You just, like, you hate it, but you're just like, give me more. Yeah, right?
Exactly. Like, it's so annoying. I want to hear it. Tell me.
But if not, everyone can do that, so.
But also, I can handle it. It's like, okay, chorus. Boys. Come on, where are you now when I need you most? I'd give it all just to hold you close. Sorry that I broke your heart. You piece of shit.
In three sentences or three lines, it's like, I fucking hurt you, but where are you now?
That's what I mean. Because like, it's, because that's what happens. That's what happens with fuckboys. You guys, you always hit us back in those scenarios when you're like, shit's going down. I know shit would happen in the past, but...
They push you away.
And then you're like, oh, I have to be a good person right now to this human.
Why aren't you here for me?
So then I'll be there for them. And then they suck you back in.
I know.
I know too.
Don't.
Okay. Verse 5.
Oh, verse 3.
Wow, I'm blind too. I was like, well, there's
this blood. Shit. I be living in heaven when I'm inside of you.
Yeah,
it was
I know.
Simply a blessing waking beside you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just such a fan of like
using religion.
Yeah,
and,
I love that shit.
Right?
Yes. Just like
praying to the pussy. It.
Yes, and just like treating. It's like that fucking song. I'm not even going to try to remember the name right now, but it's just, like, about worshiping your person as a...
You should.
Yeah, like, that's your new religion.
But why did it take all this bullshit for you to realize that?
Yeah. For real. God it's damn. Too late now.
We have so much to work on, Abel.
Now you're waking up not beside her. You got these hoes on the floor.
I know you were with Bella in spite of me. It's all right.
It's all right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So then he says, I'll never let you down again.
Oh, I know that's not true.
You're gonna.
And I accept it. Why? Why don't we
fall for it, ladies? Don't fall for it. Because they're mysterious. You can get away with whatever when you're mysterious.
Damn it, if you're mysterious. Just kidding.
It's really hard to, like, bash fuckboys right now because it's the weekend. We really don't fuck with fuckboys, but it's the weekend, so we're just...
I should have worn...
Romanticizing
it. I have this shirt that says, support your local fuckboys. And I should have wore it for this episode.
That would have been perfect.
Speaking of, what I am wearing is Lustful Works, which is very naughty artwork on very cute clothing. So whenever you kind of don't want to be, you know...
A real-life hoe.
But you want to express yourself still, you can get a cute little titty shirt. Or, like Ashley over here, a cute little hand-grabbing an ass shirt. So, you know...
Is that sexy?
Go check out lustfulworks.com. It's based in L.A. And...
We love it.
Back to the weekend.
Welcome back.
The weekend, no E on the end.
Let's get back to the chorus now. Well, to the chorus. Where are you now when I need you
most? So then this
is
where, like, the song picks up.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of double times. I really this little, like...
The beat drops. It's like...
It's giving me, like, flash dance. It's giving me, like, what's her name? Tiana Taylor in that one music video for Kanye.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Come on, the famous music video with Tiana Taylor.
The famous music video.
Her body looks amazing, and she's, like, sweaty and fucking dancing. It's awesome. Anyways, I just imagine that. But he keeps talking.
Yes.
Where are you now when I need you
most? I'm picturing
most.
We're in the club and I just ran into,
right?
You know, this fuckboy of my nightmares.
I need you right now. Oh my God, I'm so glad I ran into you.
I'd give it all just to hold you close. Sorry that I broke your heart. I'll treat you better than I did before. I'll hold you down and not let you go this time. I won't break your heart. Yeah.
I like how you're reading this like a 2003 emo punk band. I appreciate it. I'm a fan.
I'm trying to get in my feelings about it. And so, I but let's against character.
There's a specific line that I really want to break down, and it is when he says, "Oh, right here." This is the bridge. This is the most important part, guys, because this is where he kind of like admits he fucked up. I know it's all my fault. Made you put down your guard. I know I made you fall. Like, straight up, he's saying, like, look, I knew shit wasn't going to work out, but I still said, fuck it. I still was like, I'm going to tell you what I know you're going
to
want
to
hear.
I'm going to tell you to open up to me.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you it's going to be okay.
Gonna go to shit.
And I know that I'm going to leave in a couple of months, and I'm probably never going to talk to you. But it's fine, because I want your pussy right now, and I want you to feel good.
And then he fucking says, can't hide the truth. I'd stay with her in spite of you.
I lied to you. He said, then I said you were wrong for me. I lied to you. That's crazy. Like, how are you going to tell someone you said you were wrong for them and then say I lied to you? How can that person trust you?
Damn, like you pushed them away and broke their heart.
And then, of course, he ends it with his, like, forever famous line. Because this house is not a home. Without my baby. Like, of course it's not a home without me. I love you.
Do we forgive him?
Yes. Oh.
I'm gonna go with no.
What did downtown LA just say right now? Some crackhead just said, fuck no.
It's a sign from the universe.
And it is a sign.
Abel's fuckboy stage is here to stay. You heard it here first.
It is here to stay. And you know what, ladies?
He's lying. Dump him, sis.
Don't believe him.
Sponsor us. How do all the ASMR people like our gulping sounds? I'm so sorry.
I just don't think I can recover from that.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Wow. What a great song. So do we have any tweets? Do we have any tweets related to this?
I'm sure there's a million tweets related to this.
I have some text messages related to this song.
Pull up the fucking receipts.
Don't even. Please. Don't even make me go there. Because I will.
I love this segment of the podcast. Tweets. Because I get to go on Twitter. I love going on Twitter. Follow me at @Ash_Friday_.
Man, I really wish I wasn't one of those angry...
Talking my shit.
I wish I wasn't one of those angry people who, like, deleted text messages when I got mad.
I literally delete pictures.
Yeah, I get so angry. I'll be like, I don't want to see this person's face. And then I'll delete the thread. And then I'm like, why did I delete this evidence?
And then I delete the deleted pictures, yep. Too. I'm like,
Fuck them.
Fuck that.
No, we got some good tweets. I know I got some good screenshots.
I don't know if this is related, but @AlmondMilkHoney said, I could be married for 10 years with 5 children and I'd still never post a man. It is related, because don't post that man, because he's lying.
It's true.
So it's related. And I love that tweet. How long would you wait to post a dude?
How long would I wait? That's a good question.
Right?
It depends. Okay, this might sound selfish, but it depends if he posts me or not.
I agree.
That's a big factor.
Like, I think
if he's quick to post me.
Sorry.
Sorry, listeners, and us doing our actual job and not hitting the microphone. No, I think that, like, if he was, like, quick to post me, then of course I would post him.
Yeah.
But if he wasn't posting me, then I'd be like, we could play this game.
Yeah, it does turn into a game.
I mean, I know that sounds fucked up, but I'm going to let you know right now. That comes from somebody who loves a lot and cares a lot. So I usually tend to test the waters, like, of how people treat me, and then that's how far I'll go.
Yeah.
Because I usually tend to give a lot. And I know my capacity to give is high, but I'm just like, how much are you willing to give? Because I know I'm willing to give everything.
Exactly.
So it's like more so about how much they're willing to give, because I know I'm down.
Yeah. And like, it's like maybe I could be demanding and picky and all that, but it's only because I know I'm willing to do the same and offer the same.
Exactly.
You know? So.
All right, guys. I think that if you have anything to say about this, you should email us at
simpingafterdark@gmail.com.
Okay, simpingafterdark@gmail.com. I don't know why you would say it like that. So, like, the users or listeners couldn't hear. I'm thinking we have a fans only account.
Only fans? Go subscribe.
Anyways, you should also follow us on Instagram at Victoria D. Wells,
at Ash_Friday_, and at SimpinAfterDark.
And if you want to check out any other podcasts that are on, head over to Wild 7.
Yeah, we're on there all the time. Wild 7 podcast. So if you fuck with us and you want to see what else we're up to, see us co-host a podcast, go follow them, check it out.
And if you feel like you could be on this podcast, shoot us a DM and explain to us why, and then we will not consider it. Head back to us next week when we release the new episode, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.